I'm such a mystery. Baby, what you get is what you see. I am a simple man. I want a job and a piece of land. Three squares in my frying pan. Don't seem so hard to me to understand. I am a simple man.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. That winter storm that stretched across much of the lower half of the country, blamed for 9 deaths now. Conditions worsened overnight as temperatures plummeted. Powerful Santa Ana winds hitting the West Coast today, raising the risk of wildfires. Red flag warnings up in Ventura County. A deadly earthquake in Tibet near Mount Everest. Here's ABC's Britt Clement.
The powerful earthquake killing dozens of people after it hit a remote area of Tibet on Tuesday morning. Tremors felt in Nepal as well as parts of India. Chinese authorities registered it as a 6.8 magnitude quake, which struck Dingra County in Tibet just after 9 a.m. with a depth of 6.2 miles below ground. The U.S. Geological Survey registered the earthquake with a magnitude of 7.1.
Following time spent at the Carter Center in Atlanta, the body of former President Jimmy Carter will be flown to Washington, D.C. today. He will lie in repose at the Capitol Rotunda ahead of a state funeral on Thursday. This is ABC News.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax Relief Helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. February up 47 to 2104, March up 28 to 2050, April up 23 to 1997, May milk up 20 at 1950. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 4.5 to 187.5, 40-pound blocks up 2 to 194, 1 trade a barrel, 4 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1.75 to 257, 7 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 0.25 to 137, 11 trades on the day. Dry whey down 0.25 to 74.75, one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher on continued strong support of strong demand, and also higher boxed beef prices helping live and feeder cattle markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, closed mostly higher on some short covering late in the session. The nearby month, though, was lower due to continued lower pork cutout values. February live cattle up $1.15 to $195.20. January feeder cattle up $1.47 to $266.30. February hogs down $1.12 to $79.65. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans up mostly higher on continued concerns over crop stress developing in Argentina and southern Brazil as the forecast continues to call for hot and dry conditions. Wheat markets mostly higher in a combination of short covering from Friday's losses and a lower U.S. dollar. March corn up 7 to 457 and 3 quarters. New crop up 4 and 3 quarters to 445 and a half. January beans up 11 and a half to 992 and a half. New crop up 4 and 3 quarters to 1013. March wheat up 11 and a quarter to 540 and a half. May up 11 and a half to 552 and a half. Minneapolis wheat March up 12 and a half to 590 and a quarter. That's a check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer owned, community minded.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 404, new crop 386, cash beans 913, February 913, new crop 923. Big River Resources Boyceville, January, February, and March corn 422 and 3 quarters, new crop 395 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn at 423. February 423 and new crop at 396. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 402, new crop 395, cash beans 917, new crop 938. Allied Cooperative in Blair, cash corn at 410, new crop at 395, cash beans 913, new crop 923. Red Wing Grains, March corn 430, April 446, May 448, and new crop 406. March beans 962, April 974, May 976, and new crop 955. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 407, new crop 387, cash beans 924, new crop 940. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 184 to 203, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 177, market cows 93 to 120, bulls 125 to 155, calves 400 to 1010, beef steers 220 to 380, Holstein steers 135 to 270. Meanwhile, sheep markets, light lambs 230 and down, ewes 175 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up in the overnight. Our winds will remain light, and our temperatures dropping to the upper single digits. Morning clouds on Tuesday expected to give way to mostly sunny skies. Highs in the upper teens to around 20 degrees. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 10.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I never saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Shoulder when I read my mail. I don't appreciate.
you think they're on my tail? I get so aggravated when I get off the phone and get the third degree. I'm really feeling frustrated. Why don't you take a pill and put a little trust in me, and you'll see. Don't freak out until you know the facts. Relax. Don't be stupid. Small detail. Don't freak out until you know the facts. Relax, Max. Don't be stupid.
Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down.
Wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me begging. Take my heart and melt it down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Mm-hmm.
fiery flame. My lips can only speak your name. Just spread my ashes all around. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Marty Stewart and Burn Me Down here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Tuesday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We do have clouds across the region. Temperatures in the single digits this morning. Looks like the clouds will be on the decrease and we'll be seeing some sunshine returning and the quiet weather will continue. We'll have more details here coming up next hour in our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, Riley Smith will be in our newsmaker segment as weekly export inspections reports got off to a slow start for this year, and he'll have more on that in our newsmaker segment. Coming up, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The NCBA president talks about the new agriculture secretary nominee. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
As he prepares to move back into the White House in Washington, Republican President-elect Donald Trump has nominated former White House aide Brooke Rollins to be his Secretary of Agriculture. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President and Wyoming farmer Mark Isley is cautiously optimistic about Rollins taking the reins of USDA.
She's not a deep-seated producer in that sense, but she is sensitive. She has kids that show steers, which actually sounds pretty good. She can be sensitive to her things. The traceability rule will actually affect her kids. But more importantly, we think she's, for lack of a better term, she's trainable. We can actually show her the right course and back it up with science and numbers and facts so that she can make good decisions and that she has good people underneath her to help make good decisions. We were limited in our access to Secretary Vilsack. This will be a refreshing and open book for us. We feel very positive about it at this point.
Isley also sees some positive things ahead for cattle producers in the second Trump administration.
Basically, everything is on the table. We're going to try to address everything. We're very optimistic because it took him a while to learn how to operate in D.C. the last time. Now he knows who the players are, and we also have a better feel for who he's going to have for appointees and cabinet picks. And we've already been working with them. We started working with their chief of staff quite a while ago, and so we're making sure we have a voice at the table on that.
Personally, Isley says taxation may be his biggest axe to grind.
We nearly lost our ranch in 2011 when that tax rate changed from 0 to 55%. Now they're proposing 40%. Very few businesses can survive with a 40% estate tax or death tax rate. And how many times does that have to be applied to a family? How many times does a family have to pay that before they finally actually own their property? And, you know, there's actually a line in the Democratic platform that says we strive to reduce or eliminate generational ag wealth transfer. That reads, we're trying to kill family farms.
Just like any other business, Isley says farmers and ranchers use whatever tax structures are most beneficial.
And they can talk about corporate, they can talk about LLCs. Most of us have gone into those for tax and reporting reasons, not because we're giant corporate farms or we're corporate farming. It's because that's the tax structure we work under. If we don't get that renewed or amended, we stand to lose things like the 1031 exchange. We stand to lose stepped-up basis. We will lose the Section 179 deduction, which is huge for depreciation for us to improve our businesses and help local economies, dealers, the hardware store, whatever, to move forward. And just a myriad of those kind of things that are really good for us to move forward and survive and thrive, hopefully, as producers.
Trump will be sworn in as president January 20th. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up in the overnight. Our winds will remain light, and our temperatures dropping to the upper single digits. Morning clouds on Tuesday expected to give way to mostly sunny skies. Highs in the upper teens to around 20 degrees. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 10.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She said, I'm going out with my girlfriends. Margaritas at the Holiday Inn. Oh, have mercy, my only thought was tequila makes her clothes fall off. I told her put an extra layer on. I know what happens when she drinks Patron. Her closet's missing half the things she bought. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing earring in her grain. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. Them pantyhose ain't gonna last too long if the DJ puts Bon Jovi on. She might come home in a tablecloth. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Whoa! She can handle any champagne brunch. Bridal shower with Bacardi punch. Jello shooters full of Smirnoff. But tequila makes her clothes fall off. She'll start by kicking out of her shoes, losing an earring in her drink. Leave her jacket in the bathroom stall, drop a contact down the sink. She don't mean nothing, she's just having fun. Tomorrow she'll say, oh, what have I done? Friends will joke about the stuff she lost. Yeah, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off. Oh, tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Joe Nichols and Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures single digits across the region this morning. The Wisconsin Beef Council and Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association are accepting applications for the second class of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute. Now, those selected will be participating in a series of educational sessions designed to shape local advocates. Those that attend will gain skill sets to enhance their communication skills and diversify their knowledge of the beef industry. The leaders then will use those voices to extend the reach and impact of the Wisconsin Beef Council and Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. Applications are being accepted through February 15th. If you would like more information, just visit beeftips.com. That's beeftips.com. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. A new bill in the state of Missouri seeks to change how meat in that state is labeled for sale by calling for more clarity between plant-based, lab-grown, and traditionally produced protein options. I'll have more when we come back. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. Missouri's House Bill 211, introduced in December, aims to strengthen labeling requirements for alternative meat products. The bill mandates that all plant-based and fungus-based meat alternatives be, quote, conspicuously labeled as such. Additionally, lab-grown meat and meat products must clearly state their laboratory origins. Traditional meat products, defined as those harvested directly from livestock or poultry, won't require any specific labeling under the proposed law. This bill builds on Missouri's 2018 legislation, which was the first in the nation to regulate the use of the term meat on packaging for plant-based and lab-grown products. That earlier law faced legal challenges from groups claiming it infringed on free speech, but it also set a precedent for other states to consider similar rules. Currently, a growing number of states have enacted or proposed their own labeling laws. For instance, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi have laws requiring clear differentiation between traditional meat and plant-based or lab-grown alternatives. These laws often focus on ensuring that terms like beef or chicken aren't misleadingly applied to non-animal products. On the federal level, while the FDA regulates plant-based products, the USDA handles labeling for cell-cultured meat. In 2022, the USDA approved the first labels for cell-cultured meat, but states like Missouri are adding their own requirements to address consumer concerns about transparency. Supporters of stricter labeling argue that clear distinctions are essential for consumer confidence and informed choices. Critics, including some plant-based and lab-grown meat companies, contend that overly strict labeling could stigmatize alternative proteins and limit their market potential. The impact of Missouri's House Bill 211 extends beyond the state's borders. As a leader in ag production and policy, Missouri's rules could influence similar legislative efforts across the country, particularly in states with significant livestock industries. I'll be back with more after this.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
While plant-based protein products have seen their sales stall in recent years, several companies are still developing lab-grown or cell-cultured protein options. And those developments are likely to keep meat labeling laws in focus for the remainder of 2025. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I never ask you where you're going. I've never asked you where you've been. I've never called and checked your story. You stayed out with all your friends. I've never tried to catch you lying. I didn't want to know the truth. I'd rather go on loving blind, girl, than go on loving without you. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying it's you, ever be. I just don't wanna know how it ends. You'd still have my heart in the palm of your hand. I'd still look like a fool in front of your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I've always said what I don't know. Couldn't hurt as bad as leaving you. Turns out I knew what I was thinking. It ain't an easy thing to do. Well, I guess I should be going. I sure found out too much to stay. Please don't say you're sorry. I might wait another day. I wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. I wish I could start this whole thing over again. I'm not saying that you could ever be true.
Which way to go? These empty miles and her memory, they just seem to linger on. She left me on this lost highway, wondering why and where she's gone. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. Mama down in Abilene just to find out how she'd been. She said she'd stopped a while in San Antonio, spend some time with an old friend. With all this distance in between us, I'm sure I never crossed her mind. May take all these roads ahead just to leave it all behind. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how my whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. That's how a cowgirl says goodbye. That's how a cowgirl breaks a young man's heart. That's how the whole world slowly came apart. With a cold and empty stare, as if I wasn't there. She didn't even stop to cry. I guess that's how a cowgirl says goodbye.
Keeping advertising dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Every day I clock out and head straight to her house. We cuddle up on the couch, but it always ends the same old way. Driving home and it's incredibly late. Something's gotta change, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. Went to the bank, took out a loan, went and bought the perfect stone. Caught up her dad on the phone. I'm taking him to dinner Sunday night. I've never been so nervous in my life. I wanna do this right, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. Yes, sir, I love her very much. I know it's only been 7 months. That's long enough, 'cause I've been wrapped around her finger since the first time we went out. Every day, every night, she's all I think about. I need that girl beside me when the lights go out. Time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around. I think it's time to put a ring on the finger I'm wrapped around.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The USMCA trade dispute panel ruled against Mexico's restriction on imports of genetically modified corn, a win for U.S. farmers who worried that the ban would limit access to what's become an important marketplace. The panel said last month that Mexico's ban was not grounded in science and violated the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Mexico has until February 3rd to comply. The ruling affects trade between the U.S. and Mexico. Mexico's government said in a statement, while it disagreed with the ruling, the country would respect the ultimate decision. The Farmers National Company says there are more motivated land buyers in today's market than there are willing sellers. Land values have remained quite stable in the Midwest despite the pressure from lower net farm income, declining commodity markets, higher interest rates, and increased input costs. There are many factors for buyer motivation, but much of it can be explained by mindset translating to demand, said Paul Shandag, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National. Farm operators are still in the primary buyers of ag land, and their mindset revolves around reinvesting in their farm, expanding operations, and utilizing today's farm equipment fully. The land location also plays a part in decision-making, as it often hasn't changed hands for generations, and once sold, it may not be sold again, he added. Across the industry, land listings are down by average by 25% from the active market between 2020 and 2023. The National Pork Producers Council commended President Biden for signing the Beagle Brigade Act into law. It will provide statutory authority and reliable funding to the National Detector Dog Training Center. Pork producers employ many biosecurity measures to keep foreign animal diseases out of their herds, said Lori Stevermer, NPPC president. As pork producers, we're grateful that the Beagle Brigade Act will continue to keep the food supply safe and secure for everyone. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection trains beagles and other dogs at U.S. ports of entry to spot contraband fruits, vegetables, and meat products in international passenger baggage, mailed packages, and vehicles entering the United States. The Beagle Brigade Agriculture Canine Teams bolster national security by performing critically important inspections at port of entry. Now, further away at our nation's ports, the Beagle Brigade helps ensure that foreign animal diseases do not travel past our borders, Stevermeyer added. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced the release of its updated Beef Quality Assurance National Manual, which serves as a resource for science-based cattle production information and is free to all. BQA empowers beef producers to maximize their potential to make the most efficient and responsible use of natural resources for effectively producing beef, says Dr. Clay Mathis of Texas A&M University. The manual helps drive the improvement process across the supply chain through adherence to best management practices. The publication's goal is to provide technical information to help producers raise high-quality cattle, resulting in wholesome beef that consumers demand. For more information, go to bqa.org. The Wisconsin Beef Council and Wisconsin Cattlemen are accepting applications for the second class of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute through February 15th. Those selected to participate will complete in a series of educational sessions designed to shape local advocates. They'll gain skill sets to enhance their communication skills and diversify their knowledge of the beef industry. Those leaders will use their voices to extend the research and impact of the Beef Council and Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. For more information on the Leadership Institute, just visit beeftips.com. That's beeftips.com. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up in the overnight. Our winds will remain light, and our temperatures dropping to the upper single digits. Morning clouds on Tuesday expected to give way to mostly sunny skies. Highs in the upper teens to around 20 degrees. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 10.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Lipstick a letter across the mirror this morning. Said goodbye, baby. You left without warning. Like a thief in the night, you ran away with my heart. I can't believe my eyes. Must be a bad dream. You always said we had a good thing. You never once let on we were falling apart. That ain't no way to go. Girl, it just ain't right. Don't you think where I'm tired of thinking. Guess I'll do a little wishful drinking. Make a whiskey wish upon a star. Train whistle blowing down the track. Lonesome sound says she ain't coming back. It's such a cold blow from out of the dark. That ain't no way to go.
Just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, I'm wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't over. Go!
and I rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitudes. Had no excuses for the things that we'd done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. Young.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This just in, two people have been found dead in the landing gear compartment of a JetBlue flight that landed in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. They were found in a post-flight inspection of the plane. There's no word on who they are or why they were there. That big winter storm that stretched across several states has left hundreds of thousands